Hi, I'm Lucy Bravo, a Mexican journalist, and today I want to tell you a story. 4 months ago, Gustavo Hernández, a father, stood before Mexico's Secretary of Governance, Rosa Isela Rodríguez, begging for answers about his son, Abraham Sadie Hernández del Razo, who vanished in Escobedo, Nuevo León in April 2024. His plea went viral, and this is why.
Aunque sea un huesito para tenerlo y saber que está ahí.
This is the face of Mexico's silent war, a war that the world has normalized. Abraham is one of over 115,000 people reported missing in Mexico since 2006, with more than 4,000 disappearances in 2024 alone. Every day, families like Gustavo's search for answers, often finding nothing but silence. Mexico's violence is staggering. In 2024, over 33,000 homicides were recorded, averaging 91 murders a day. That's higher than conflict zones like Ukraine or Syria. Extortion has skyrocketed, with over 10,000 reported cases in 2024, though the real number is likely much higher. Cartels control entire regions, forcing businesses to pay protection fees and families to flee their homes. Over 25,000 people were displaced by violence just last year. Despite thousands of soldiers deployed across the country, the Mexican government seems powerless to stop the spiraling violence. Cartels like the Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation operate with impunity, outgunning local police and even clashing with the military. In Sinaloa, murders surged 243% in 2024 amid cartel infighting. This isn't normal. No country at peace sees this level of bloodshed. Mexico's violence surpasses many active war zones, yet the world looks away. Why? Because it's been normalized. We've grown numb to headlines of mass graves, beheadings, and families like Gustavo's pleading for just one little bone. This is a country at war, with itself, with cartels, with corruption. The government's failure to act decisively only deepens this crisis. Mexico is bleeding, and the world must stop pretending this is just crime. Gustavo's cry is the cry of thousands of Mexicans, and everyone must pay attention before more families are left with nothing but bones.